From Ballymoney in Northern Ireland, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak broadcasts the gospel by radio all over the world. We invite you to join with us now around the Word of God as we let the Bible speak on the great issues of life and eternity. The Bible, and only the Bible, has the answers.
Here is today's speaker, the Reverend Leslie Curran.
The Apostle Paul travelled many miles by land and sea during his life of dedicated service for the Lord. In Acts chapter 27, we have recorded his last great journey by ship. He was on his way to Rome as a prisoner. On this journey he endured shipwreck before reaching his destination. The journey had only begun when it was evident that it would be fraught with many difficulties and dangers. They needed wind if the ship was to sail, and yet the wind would prove a major problem. We find in verses 4 and 7 of this chapter that the wind was contrary. Instead of helping them on their way, it was hindering them, and so much time was lost. Because of this, the decision was taken to sail to a harbour on the island of Crete and winter there at a place called the Fair Havens. At this particular time of year, it seemed a wise decision. When they arrived there, it became clear that a majority on the ship wanted to sail on to a larger port on the same island. But to get there, a south wind was necessary. It may have been unlikely at that time of the year, but the unlikely happened, and in verse 13 we read, "When the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete." And so they set out on this relatively short journey. However, disaster befell the ship. It was destroyed, and all on board were shipwrecked. Multitudes of souls make shipwreck on the sea of life, and never ever reach heaven. Rather, they are plunged into hell. Why was this vessel doomed? If we can answer that question, then we can answer the question, why are souls lost? And we can find out why men and women suffer spiritual shipwreck. This vessel was lost because those who were responsible for sailing her were deceived by circumstances of the moment. The south wind blew softly, and they concluded everything is in order to sail. The circumstances are favourable, and we are as good as at our destination. They assumed that all would work out, and all because of the present favourable circumstances. The wind was just right, coming from the right direction, blowing with the right strength, and at the right time too. What circumstances would be or could be more favourable than these? So their conclusion was, all is well and will continue to be well. But this was only a supposition on their part. They felt good about the situation, no doubt, and their feeling of goodness was really their guide. Is it your guide in life? Your only guide? Just because you feel good about your present set of circumstances, you're content to be guided by them. The Scriptures teach us not to go on supposition. The word translated supposing in this verse, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, is found in many other places in the New Testament. We have it, for example, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 40, the words of the Lord Jesus concerning his second coming. "Be ye therefore ready also," that is, prepared, "for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think or suppose not." With regard to his second coming, he's saying, there's no doubt that the Son of Man will come, but you don't know precisely when that coming will be. Then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12 and verse 51, we have the Saviour again, this time posing a question. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. They were again supposing, and the Lord is rebuking them for their supposition. Remember, he's speaking here to his disciples, and he was surrounded by great crowds of people on this occasion. All were acclaiming him. The supposition was that he would usher in an age of peace. But the Saviour contradicts that, and he makes it clear that the work of the gospel and the message of the gospel does bring separation, separation from sin. He's really saying, don't suppose that true Christianity is an easy pathway with no reproach or self-denial or hardship. Those who suppose that soon stop following Christ and are like those we read of in John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 66. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. But then further, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 4, the Saviour has occasion to speak to those who were, again, supposing. Some people had come and reported to him that a great tragedy had happened. And Jesus said in response, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffer such things. And then there was yet another tragedy. A tower had fallen and killed many, and he said, think ye, or suppose ye, that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The Saviour knew that they were supposing that they were all right, because they hadn't met with calamities like these. They felt good about themselves, but the Saviour is making it so clear that they mustn't suppose all is well just because they have escaped calamities. He's saying to them, don't judge yourself better than others who have faced and met with these terrible things. Rather, use such calamities to the right effect and prepare to meet your God. Don't suppose, since you haven't got too much to worry about right now, that it means all is well. The sailors on this voyage were deceived by favorable circumstances, and so many today think that because they are prospering materially and all seems bright and good for the future, that it will continue to be so. Those on this ship didn't think anything serious could go wrong, and they never for a moment thought how they stood in relationship to God. He was far from their thoughts. They were somehow considering themselves lucky. As they judged matters, they saw no reason why their so-called luck wouldn't hold. Yet they were heading for disaster and didn't know it. You may have much going well for you now, but without Christ as your Saviour, your soul is doomed. And this vessel was doomed because there were those deceived by circumstances who were prepared to sail her to her doom. But further, they were also depending on their own understanding. So many do that today. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 16 we read, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. They're supposing, they're thinking, that the way they are on at present is the right way. But there's no proof that a way is right just because it seems right, or that you suppose it's right. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 2, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, and yet they are the ways of disobedience, and hence of sinfulness. But unsaved man considers these ways to be clean in his own eyes. They are unclean and unholy in the eyes of God. The proud Pharisee that we read of in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, when he was going up to the temple to pray, was exalting himself above others. He was praying and thinking that he was not as others were. He was in that false belief that he was all right. because he was depending on his own understanding, all as the result of his self-reasoning and his self-relying, which came from a darkened understanding, an understanding that had been degraded by the fall of man into sin. When Paul was writing to the Ephesians and reminding them of what they once were and what they now are by the grace of God, he made this very point. Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18. Let's just remind you of the words in these two verses. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity or the futility of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated or separated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. They were going according to their own understanding, and it was a false understanding. It was leading them to a false hope, just like those on this voyage. When they set out, little did they know that a typhoon would come down upon them and cause shipwreck. Are there not many depending on their own understanding regarding their need of salvation? As they understand things, as they see things, everything is fine, and they don't realize that the great storm of God's judgment and wrath will sweep them away, and they'll end up in hell, cut off from God for all eternity. So the sailors were deceived by the circumstances, and they were depending on their own understanding. But this vessel was lost because those who were sailing her disregarded good and proper instruction. They were setting sail from a place called the Fair Havens. Paul was on board with them, and here in Acts chapter 27 we find that he brings a message to them, a message that he delivers in a public manner. We read in verse 10, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and with much damage." Now Paul was an experienced sailor himself, and yet he wasn't relying on past experience. He was bringing to them the Lord's message at a timely moment. "I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage." The word "perceive" means that Paul was given a divine intimation that at that particular time they should not depart. The mind of God was made clear through the word that Paul brought to them, but they disregarded it. They set it aside, and they counted the words of men more important, and indeed above the word of God. Just like so many who disregard God's word even now, and give heed to the words of men, they rejected the word of truth. All who reject God's word will find that they will make spiritual shipwreck. They will find out, no matter how it may appear at present, that they will suffer eternal punishment for their sin. Therefore, I exhort you today to give heed to God's word. God says in his word, "Repent of your sin and believe the gospel." God says, "Come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved." God's word says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And God's word also says, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." May you come and trust him as your Savior today. Thus you will avoid shipwreck and be brought safely home. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer free literature to all who ask for it. A New Beginning explains how to become a Christian and how to live the Christian life. This book on the Lord's Prayer will help you to develop a profitable and rewarding personal prayer life. For copies of either book, write to Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, BT 53 6PE.